Our bishop is one of those who had brilliant, who has a brilliant mind. If you read Into the Breach, the one he wrote about how fathers should be leading their family, it's excellent. It's an excellent paper. But how we wish that we have that kind of gift. Each one have different talents, different gifts. Some have the gift of good memory. Some have the gift of analogy. Some have the gift of, you know, eclectic thinking, sport. Some have the gift of arts. Some have the gift of sports. Sometimes we ask ourselves, and probably some of you have asked yourselves, why is it that I don't have that gift? I wish I had that gift. I wish I had that talent. Well, the gospel today tells us and gives us a hint. Although we don't have the gifts of others, we all were given certain gifts. But the most important thing is not how much gifts we have or talents we have. The most important thing is how we use it. How we use it. We may have 10 gifts, 10 talents, but if we're not using it, we are equal to somebody who don't have gifts. In our gospel today, there was a person whom God has given 5 talents because God knows that he can manage 5 gifts. Then he gave 2 talents to a person whom God knows can manage 2 gifts. And he had given also 1 talent to a person whom he had given 1 gift. Because he knew that this person can manage 1 gift, 1 talent. When he came back, they all reported how they used their gifts. The 5 gave another 5 because he was capable of using his 5 talents. The 2 gave back another 2, and God was happy. He had the same joy to the 5. He had the same joy to the person who had given 2. But to the one that he is only capable of, one, he had given 1 talent because he knew that he is only capable of 1 gift and did not use them, then that's the problem. Because the second part of our gospel speaks about accountability. That we do have talents, we do have gifts. And in the end, we will be accountable. We will render an account to God how we use that gift, how we nourish it. For the kids that are here, for the children that are here, the young adults that are here, I can assure you that God has given us enough gift to use. But we need to discover them. And when we discover them, we need to draw it out and nourish them. Your parents are here to help you nourish those gifts. Your parents are here to help you, to support you, develop your gifts. But it must start from you. It must start from you. Luke chapter 12, verse 48 says, "To much is given, much is required." And remember that. Remember that.